Shalom, I'm Dr. Yonason Arya, and this is Kabbalah Pod. Welcome back to Kabbalah Pod. Today is a day of apprehension in the United States, where I happen to live, because tomorrow is election day for 2020. And we're not sure what the day is going to bring. We may have a new president. We may have a repeat president. We may not have a final decision. We may have something that drags on for days or even months. And I guess the first question is, how does that apply to this podcast? And the point is a semiotic metaphor. And so let us get into that. Is that this year has been a year of uncertainty for the whole world. We've had to deal with pandemics. We've had to deal with political disagreements. We've had to deal with terrorist attacks. We've had to deal with fires. We've had to deal with murder hornets. We've had so many things that have come. And these are all by Yad Hashem, by Hashem's hand. And that's the hard thing to understand, is how do we look at suffering and see the good that is baked within? Why would Hashem send us suffering and send us evil to provide a better future? It seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? After all, Yeshaya says that Hashem created evil. And that's something we need to recognize. Hashem created evil. Hashem created suffering and pain and strife and struggle. But the question is why? All these things are designed to refine us. The best type of sword is one that is tempered steel. It is submitted to ice, cold water, and then to fire, flame, and back and forth until you've been able to provide the perfect sword. You don't want one that bends and you don't want one that shatters. You need the perfect sword in order to have a successful battle. And so, in a similar vein, we experience good times and we experience bad times because Hashem is looking to perfect and temper our neshama to elevate us to that next level. And this year is a year of strife and a year of difficulty, a year of the ice to strengthen us so that we aren't brittle and that we don't shatter, which seems very weird. It does. But that's really what it is. And then we have the bigger struggle with this year is in regards to COVID-19, the elections and everything, is that Hashem's omniscient and outside of this man-made construct called time. We serve a God who's not bound by our physical limitations. So do we have free will? If Hashem knows what tomorrow is, are we predestined to do tomorrow as it is? And the answer, most assuredly, is a resounding no. We are not. We have absolute, complete free will. How do we know this? Did Hashem intentionally plan for Adam and Hava to sin in Gan Eden? No, that was not intended for them to sin. They were given free will, and they did sin. And as a result, God went to the drawing board in a manner of speaking, said, okay, what's the next strategy? It's a flow chart. It's one of those choose your own story books where there's so many options that we don't fully comprehend them all. But in the end, it will lead to the ultimate plan, which is a final redemption and a temple and a messianic era. The question is, what role do we play in it? What role do the nations play in it? And is this messianic era Mashiach ben David or Mashiach ben Yosef? Are we going to have a messianic era of peace or a messianic era of war? Semiotically, I could look out the front door and tell you what it's going to be. But we still have complete and utter free will to change that path. After all, we're given all year long to repent, and even on Yom Kippur itself, we're given until the final closing gates of Ne'ilah to change whatever decree may be given to us. So yes, we do have utter free will, and we do have the ability to influence Hashem's plan and even change decisions on that plan, and then Hashem adapts the plan accordingly. So, right now we're struggling in America, and people are distracted, and people are worried, and that's why we're talking about this, is to give assurance. No matter who wins the election, we still will go by Hashem's plan, and Hashem will still lead us to a final redemption. Yeah, I may have a personal preference for who wins, but that's besides the point. The point is that we have a final redemption, and we know that Hashem's in control, and we need to be reminded of that from time to time. It doesn't matter if there's a pandemic. It doesn't matter if there's mass starvation. It doesn't matter if there's natural disasters. It doesn't matter who's president. And it doesn't matter if there's a world war. Hashem is still in control. All these factors definitely influence us and make a huge impact on our lives. But Hashem is still in control. So how do we balance this concept of Hashem being in control and permitting suffering? In fact, maybe even causing the suffering. How do we balance that? Well, let's look at the tale of Sodom and Gomorrah. Hashem caused suffering with those two cities by raising them, by completely demolishing them and turning Lot's wife to a pillar of salt. So we know Hashem can cause suffering, but what was the point? The point was for the ultimate good. See, Sodom and Gomorrah had become so twisted that their laws were backwards. It was against the law to be generous and helpful. They are completely messed up. And Hashem saw the suffering and saw what could happen and how it could spread and put an end to it. The same with the Mabul, the flood. We see throughout Torah, Hashem causes great suffering for the ultimate good, for the long-term good. And so too, we are in a generation now, in a time now where we're faced with pandemic, we're faced with uncertainty, and we're faced with unstable international relations. And Hashem's still in control. We'll still go by his master plan. We'll still go according to what is to be. We have complete and utter free will to influence every minute detail of that plan. But we can know, rest assuredly, Hashem does adjust that plan to bring us to that final redemption. No matter how far someone's gone, there's always the opportunity to repent. In the same way, no matter how far this world has gone, no matter how much suffering we have to endure, for this year and maybe years to come. It's whatever Hashem wants, whatever Hashem wills. We have this concept, this phrase, when somebody asks you what you're doing, your answer is Baruch Hashem, blah, 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 blah. We're saying no matter how my situation is, blessed is God. God is a blessing. Let me just acknowledge that up front. No matter what's going on, Hashem knows what's best, and God, I thank you for that. And then when we hear great news, we're like, ah, Chasdei Hashem. Oh, praised is God. Look how amazing things are. And then when we receive bad news or a bad omen or someone passes, what do we say? Baruch Dayan Emes. Blessed is the true judge. Because that's really what it comes down to. No matter what we may endure, no matter what strife, no matter what struggle, no matter what is coming, Baruch Dayan Emes. Blessed is the true judge. For he sees the inner soul. He sees the inner sanctum. He sees it all. And he is in charge. So blessed is the true judge who will make the final determination. Blessed is the true judge who determines, who aligns and foretells what's going to come to us. And blessed is the true judge that despite all this, still accepts our prayers of repentance. Despite how far we've gone, still allows us to return to his loving and warm embrace. We may not fully understand Hashem's ways, and we may not agree with how Hashem runs the world. And if you're not Orthodox, you definitely don't agree with a lot of things that Torah says. But it doesn't change the fact that Baruch Dayan Emes, no matter what we think of Torah, no matter what we think of the plan, blessed is the true judge who sees what I can't and is greater than me and knows what we truly need. So no matter who wins this election, and no matter what happens next with the pandemic, not only do we say, Baruch Dayan Emes, blessed is the true God, judge, but Baruch Hashem, and Chasdei Hashem. Because in the end, what matters is not what nation stands and what nation falls, not who's president and who's not. What matters is that we serve God with everything we have at every moment of the day. Thank you for listening to Kabbalah Pod on Anchor FM. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and share it with your friends. Have a question or topic idea? We'd love your input and ideas. Send us a tweet, message Yidbrick on Facebook, or leave us a voicemail on the Anchor app. Not on social media? That's okay. Send us your ideas at yidbrick.com/Kabbalah. Become a monthly supporter on Anchor FM or by visiting yidbrick.com/donate. You can also show your support by sharing our podcast with others and purchasing our custom-made Kabbalistic Judaica jewelry or Yiddish otters and beard balm at yidbrick.com/store. This podcast is a project of Yidbrick, building Jewish bridges. Learn more at yidbrick.com/Kabbalah.